Oregon's outgoing Democratic Governor Kate Brown took the extraordinary step this week of removing 17 people from death row. They will now serve life in prison with no chance of parole. The governor, who is serving her final weeks in office, says her decision had nothing to do with these prisoners rehabilitating themselves. Instead, Brown says she commuted their sentences because she believes the death penalty is immoral. Governor Kate Brown joins us now. Thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Rachel, for having me.
The people whose sentences you commuted were convicted of taking lives, of murder. How do you balance your moral position on the death penalty with the wishes of their victims' families and the sentences that were rendered by a court of law?
These are horrific and heinous crimes. But unfortunately, the death penalty is immoral. Justice is not advanced by taking a life. And the state should not be in the business of executing people, even if a horrible, horrible crime or crimes placed them in prison. The death penalty also has never been administered fairly, consistently, or equitably in Oregon, or frankly, across the United States. And what we know is that across the entire country, the death penalty has been disproportionately imposed upon people of color and people with mental illness. And lastly, the death penalty doesn't serve its intended purpose. It is an irreversible punishment that doesn't allow for correction. It is a waste of taxpayer dollars, and it doesn't make our communities safer.
Why did you have to wait till the end of your term to do this if it was something that you held with such conviction?
When I took office in 2015, I was very clear with Oregonians about my personal opposition to the death penalty, and I continued Oregon's moratorium on executions, which was implemented by my predecessor in 2011. In 2019, I signed into law Senate Bill 1013, which restricted the crimes that were eligible for the death penalty. And under my direction in 2020, the Department of Correction dissolved the death row housing in their facilities. It's certainly unacceptable to me that I would leave office without taking one final action to ensure that none of these individuals will be executed by the state.
You've worked on this issue for a long time. You granted clemency to more than 1,000 people. You faced a lot of legal action as a result. Are you confident that these 17 commutations will be upheld in court?
Yes, there was a recent Court of Appeals case restating that the governor's authority in the state of Oregon under the Oregon Constitution is extremely broad, and his or her ability to issue commutations, pardons, remissions of fines, and reprieves is subject to the governor's executive authority. That's not unusual. I think many states have similar commutation authorities within their governor's hands.
Capital punishment is still legal, though, in the state of Oregon. How do you respond to critics who say this may be your moral judgment, but you took this step with no mandate from Oregonians?
I was elected by a majority of Oregonians, and I know that they share my values, that the death penalty is both dysfunctional and immoral. It is applied inequitably, and it absolutely does not make sense. And I will say that Oregonians have elected time and time again governors that oppose the death penalty.
Governor Kate Brown, Democrat of Oregon, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rachel.